Sheer Factor by Gary Davidson, an audiobook read by a guy doing an impression of Rusty the Rooster from The Friendly Giant. Chapter 18. The Dream is Over. The First Term.
15 years earlier, the former Vice President of the United States had suggested to Andy the Impossible that he could be the great white hope that brought America and Canada together as one powerhouse. Now Andy stood at the west front of the United States Capitol facing the Mall. All down the National Mall, between the various Smithsonian museums, stood over 1 million people, a quarter of which had come down from Canada for this. After the final tally was made November 3rd of last year, Andy had taken all but 4 states. It was the largest presidential victory since Ronald Reagan's second term in 1984. While his American staff, headed by advisors personally chosen by Dick Cheney, was preparing the transition for his presidency, and members of the White House staff were removing valuable and breakable items from the reach of 45, Andy had called an election back home and won the largest majority government since Brian Mulroney, also in 1984. It was a cool but sunny day in the nation's capital. It reminded people of Kennedy's inaugural, and of Obama's. Hopefully, Andy thought, that wasn't a harbinger of things to come. Jill had spent the prior week speaking English to people from the White House who hadn't clearly understood a word the First Lady had said to them in almost 4 years. The whole nation breathed a sigh of relief as the long national nightmare was over. And the next day, as Andy plunked himself in the chair behind the desk of the President of the United States, he had before him 2 briefs, each one pretty much saying the same thing. Both folders contained the Articles of North American Union, one set for Canada, the other for the United States. He would sign one, but the other required the signature of the Governor General. At least until he was able to get the amendment to Canada's Constitution passed, they would make that just symbolic. He turned the chair around and eased back into it, enjoying the view of the Rose Garden. Then he called out, "Mrs. Langingham, what's next?" The phone rang and he picked it up. "This is the President speaking." "Andrew," said the voice on the other end. Andy bolted upright as soon as he realized who it was. "Monsignor," he said reverently, and then he stood up because he felt like that's what he was supposed to do. "I wanted to pass on my congratulations, Andrew," Fernando Oqueras Brana said. "I can't tell you how grateful to the Lord we all are here to find a sympathetic soul in the positions you have now." Wow, Andy thought. What could the head of Opus Dei want of him now?